Everyone trusts me. They know I'm gonna get open.
Their throws open middle of the end zone. Martellus Bennett.
I felt like I had good hands, but now I'm feeling like I'm off there with the guys who have great hands.
Great catch by the tight end.
My route running is just so much more crisp.
Perfect toss, caught 30, first down and more.
Good two solid years now. How has your life changed as a Bear professional?
The change as a Bear, it always starts with me as a person. I think there's a lot of growth that happens off the field that helps the growth on the field. Being a dad alone makes the game of football so much easier because it's not that stressful because you realize that football really doesn't matter as much as you thought it did. Nothing matters as much as your daughter being a father and being a husband does.
But that doesn't mean you haven't put in the time, the effort, and how to get yourself ready to play mentally and physically every week.
I tell the receivers they have it easy because they don't have to prepare for one person covering them. I don't know who's going to cover me throughout the game, so I have to have a plan for six different people. I'm like a second quarterback in the huddle because I help Jay and help the receivers. When we got young guys in the offense, you know, I help them get lined up so Jay could just do what he needs to do, which is, you know, getting everybody set and get the play call.
Hey, make sure you make that mic call. Because they got the looks for 21 and 26 down there.
Multiple players have said this to me. What you're saying is true. You know everything.
I just started on my second novel. So anytime I do something, I pour myself into it. So there's a lot of me within that project. And the same thing with football, I pour a lot of me into it.
When you come home, do you feel like you can't wait to get home?
Sort of like knowing where the end of the rainbow is. You know, at the end of the rainbow, there's always a pot of gold. And sometimes when I'm going home, I'm like, I'm so excited to see my family. I love my wife and I love my daughter so much and I love our family. And I always tell people my favorite vacation spot is my home.
Give me an idea of what it feels like to hold her. And what do you think about when you look at her?
I just think about the possibilities, you know, and what my dreams are and the type of person I have to be. My number one thing that I want to teach her is that you're allowed to have more than one dream. So a lot of people be like, oh, you're in the NFL, why you want to do movies? Or why? I always have way more than one dream in life. And I think there's nothing wrong with me trying to pursue every single dream that I have. Why reach for one star when you can grab two handful of stars? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, shoot for the moon and land on the stars. But I'm like, if I'm shooting for the moon, I'm going to land on the moon. If I land on the star, it's just temporary for me to get a next extra jump to jump to the moon from the stars. So,
you know, metaphorically, is there some tie-in to that moon and stars analogy you just gave for your professional life as well?
For me, I'm at a place where it's like, I don't want to be what you could have been. And now I feel like, who's going to stop me?
You mentioned a second novel. What's the angle to this particular one?
This next one is called Astronauts Anonymous. And it's about a space program that's sending kids into outer space. Anytime you see me growing a beard back, that means I'm working on something creatively. So my first animated short film comes out in March 15th. And the premiere will be in L.A., then I premiere here in June. But it's called Zuvie. I thought for her first birthday, around the time I do a short film dedicated to her.
Just get the best daddy in America, man, I'm telling you.
I wrote one for my wife too, but it doesn't come out until our fifth anniversary. So I have five movies coming out in 3 years.
How do you have the time? That's all I gotta say.
Well, when it comes creatively, I never not meet my goals. The thing I learned about anything you want to do in life is all about collaboration. Everything takes a team. You can never do anything on your own.
Touchdown, Martellus Bennett, right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Bears.